Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hi there, PeopleStack friends and family. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I'm Jen Bunk. I am CEO of the PeopleStack. I am a career coach for technical managers. And we help tech managers to tap into their inner greatness, their inner confidence, their inner superheroes so that they can have any tech career that they want. They get to build the tech career of their dreams. And that's the topic for this week, is you can have any career you want. You can have absolutely any career that you want. Whatever it is that your heart's desire, whatever it is your soul's desire, whatever impact you want to make on the world, however it is you want to help, whatever legacy it is that you want to build, and have a positive transformational impact on those around you. You can have it. You can have it. Here's the thing. We get in our own ways. If there's anything in the way of that, after coaching people for almost 20 years, yeah, I've been coaching people since I've been like five. After coaching people on their futures and building the futures that they want, after doing that for 20 years, what I can say for certain is that one of the biggest obstacles, if you want to call it that, one of the biggest roadblocks in our way to building the careers that we want, building the futures that we want, is us. Is ourselves. We are the biggest blockers to our dreams. It's our thoughts about ourselves, our beliefs about ourselves, and our beliefs about the world, our beliefs about so many different things that stand in the way. We're getting in our own ways. And once you really, truly get that, not just, oh, yeah, Can you just get to the good part where you tell me where how to build my dream? Can you just give me the five-step process, please? Like, this isn't an intellectual thing. This is a, you feel it in your bones, in your heart, in your soul. I get it. I'm getting in my own way. So what does that look like? And what are some of the biggest blockers? So there's a ton of them because, you know, and I say this with love because I know I have my own set of blockers as well. And I've definitely noticed that in Rob and even in Carter and with my family and certainly with the hundreds of clients that we've coached and the thousands of conversations that I've had with folks, again, over the last 20 years or so, helping people to, first of all, figure out what they want to be when they grow up, right? What's that career that you really want? And then just really looking at this landscape from the place of a loving, compassionate observer, there's lots of blockers. There's a ton of them. And it's almost like once you see it, you can't unsee it. It's like one of those images is like, is that an old woman or is that a young woman? Like one of those images, like first you look at it and you swear it's just an old woman. It's just an old woman. What are you talking about, young woman? I only see the old woman. And then somebody just kind of points out, well, if you look at it this way, the young woman is kind of looking away and there's her eye and there's her, oh yeah. And it's like, once you see it, you can't unsee it. Once you see your own blockers to building the career that you want, then it's like, okay, game on. Let's do this and let's overcome these blockers. But what are they? How do they show up? You know, so it's sort of like I'm lovingly showing you how they might be showing up in your life, in your career, knowing that this is a, like, we get in our own way. And the only way to get out of our own way is to approach this with curiosity, to approach it from the place of an observer, of a almost a detached observer of our own thoughts, of our own model of the world in an objective way. Yeah, there must be another way of looking at this. There must be something in my way. I must be holding myself back somehow. What ways am I holding myself back? So one of the biggest blockers that we see is appeasing others. So what I mean by that is essentially wanting to be liked by others, being a people pleaser. That we walk around, a lot of us walk around with such a desire to be liked, to be loved, to fit in with others, that we lose our sense of this is what I want. And then our whole lives become, our whole careers, every meeting we go to, every conversation that we have becomes about appeasing others and helping others get what they want. So I want you to notice, I want you to see if you've fallen into this pattern. Because this can be a very destructive pattern. And the only way that you're going to know is if it's a destructive pattern, a disempowering pattern, is if you notice it for yourself and you take a really good, hard look, like a hard look, an objective look at what's going on in your life. Now, I don't mean don't help others. That's not what I'm saying. Let's be clear here. Absolutely help others. It's when you're doing it to a fault. You're helping others to a fault. In other words, you're helping others to the extent that you have gotten disconnected from your own purpose, from your own dream, from what you want in your career. So one way that this can show up is in like conversations with your boss about getting a promotion. You want a promotion. And you know that getting your boss to advocate for you is going to be one of the key steps in doing that. And for some people, that's the huge revelation. We've had strategy calls with people where people will come on the phone and they'll say they want a promotion. They've been trying for a promotion for years. And we ask them, how many conversations have you had about this promotion with your boss? And the response is usually something like, oh shit. Oh my God. None. Holy cow, that's it. I do need to talk to my boss about this. And that's really, it's like, okay, our work here is done. Of course, we probe a little bit more because for a lot of people, it's not just that. But for some people, that's it. It's like, oh, wow. I haven't done that. And maybe you haven't done it from a place of fear. Maybe you haven't done it from a place of you want to be so pleasing. You want your boss to like you so much. You don't want to ask for something. That could be it. But it could also be that you're having those conversations about getting a promotion, but you're doing it in a way that's appeasing him instead of moving your career forward. So in other words, your boss may say things like, oh, we don't have the money. Oh, we don't do things that way here. We have to wait until yearly performance review time. We can't talk about your performance now. We can't talk about a raise or a promotion now. We have to wait 6 months. It's COVID. What are you? Promotion? You're crazy, right? Or some version of any or all of those things. And because of your desire to appease your boss, because of your desire to be liked, to not step on toes, sometimes that's what it feels like, you back down. And you forget about your career. You forget that you can have any career that you want as long as you advocate for yourself first. No one's going to advocate for you unless you are first your biggest advocate. So your desire to appease your boss then would cause you to say, oh yeah, I get it. Oh, silly me. Oh my God. I'm so sorry for asking for a promotion right now. That was so stupid of me to ask for it, and then move on. That's appeasing your boss. That's being helpful to others. And I use air quotes help because that's not actually being helpful to anybody. By just backing down and doing that in that conversation with your boss. But that's appeasing others to a fault. That's helping others to a fault. Whose fault? You are going to suffer the negative consequences for this because you're not having the conversation that needs to be had instead of standing up for yourself. And instead of having a conversation around the frame of, I want my boss to like you. I want my boss to like me. You check in on that. Like, how many conversations are you having with your boss, with your colleagues, with the people at work, with friends, with family, where you're essentially, whether you realize it or not, you're setting the frame of, I want you to like me. Please, please, please like me. And when you do that, you're putting your career at risk because you're not advocating for yourself. You're helping them get more of what they want, and you're sacrificing your own career goals. And there's no way you're going to have the career that you want when you're constantly having conversations with the frame of, please like me. I'll do anything. I'll do anything to help you, even if it means sacrificing my own goals, my own dream, my own purpose. So that's one way that it shows up, is appeasing others. Another way that you're getting in your own way, you could be getting in your own way of having whatever career that you want, is financial fear, the need for financial security. And this one's ironic in some ways. And here's what I mean. And we hear this a lot. I can't make this up. We hear this a lot. And this, one way that it shows up is when people are kind of sort of maybe on the job market. You're dabbling on the job market. You're informally on the job market, dipping your toes in the water on the job market. Because you're at a job where it's like, it's bad or it's really bad or it's about to get bad, and you see the writing on the wall and you know that what's next is a new job. You know that's what's next for you. That's how you're going to get the career you want, is by going on the job market and winning on the job market and getting a new job. And usually it comes with a promotion and a pay raise as well. That's usually part of it. At least that's usually what people want. And when you do it right, absolutely, that's what you get. But the story, the way that people get in their own way there, is by saying, oh no, but I can't lose the job that I currently have. Right? I need to stay financially secure. And I can't lose that. because I have a lot. I have a thing right now and I don't want to lose it. So that thing being regular paychecks, that thing being something that's known. It may suck, but it's known. I don't want to go off into the unknown. And money is usually tied up into this. And people say, well, I can't just leave my job. I need a paycheck. If you're on the job market and you're dipping your toes in the water and dabbling on the job market, how many times has that thought run through your head? Why have you not just dove right in, all in, 10 out of 10, 100%, I am officially on the job market? A thought that often runs through people's head that's keeping them from doing that and being 100% on the job market is, oh, I can't do that. I need my paychecks. And what's ironic about that is that by going on the job market and landing a better job, you're going to get even more money. And people fail to see the opportunity cost of staying in a known place where it's sucking. And you're clinging onto it for that sense of false sense of security. The other thing that I would throw out there too is what I often say to people when they're like, well, no, I need my paychecks. I can't go on the job market. You know, I often say that people's responses, especially people's gut responses, are a window to their soul. It's a window to their deepest, darkest beliefs and fears and joys. All I was doing was having a conversation about, hey, okay, you're dabbling on the job market. Why not fully dive in? Oh no, I can't do that. I need paychecks. That tells me that that person has some serious fear, some serious insecurity around money. And that's one of the things that's keeping you. Your beliefs around money. You're getting in your own way of building your dream career because you have disempowering beliefs around money. That's number one. Number two, I never said just quit your job, right? I never said going fully on the job market means quitting your job tomorrow, like in diving in the deep end. I didn't say that that's what that is, but it's like people assume that that's what I'm suggesting because that's their deepest, darkest fear. Is to not have any job and to not have any paychecks. So that's another thing that gets in our way is that financial, that need for financial security, that financial fear. Another big blocker that we see has kept a lot of tech managers from having the careers that they want is essentially, I can't have that. I can't have it my way. So the career that I want is I want to be a VP. I want to be a senior level executive. I also want to have an extraordinary amount, a zen-like amount of work-life balance. That's really what I want, and I know I can't have that. I know that's just sunshine, fairy tales, unicorns, and all the other things that don't really exist in this world, but we have them in playing cards. The thing that I want is not possible. That's how you're also getting in your own way. Because you want that thing. You want that. You want a senior level position with a ton of work-life balance. Go for it. I'm here to tell you, number one, that it's absolutely freaking possible. because I'm living it, Rob's living it, we have a ton of friends who are living it, a ton of clients who are living it. There's a ton of examples of people who are living it if you would just be willing to look and see. And instead of being more attached to your excuses why you can't have it, be more attached to the evidence that you can, and you will find it. I guarantee it. And number two, that's a belief that's getting in your way. I can't. Yeah, but I can't have the thing I want. I can't have. And honestly, it doesn't matter the thing that you want. I don't want to say I don't care. It doesn't matter because I do care, but it's almost like, I don't care how big your dreams are. You can have them. You can have them. You can have any career that you want, any life that you want. This is something that I firmly believe. I stand for people who have big, bold, audacious, ridiculous dreams, and I help them to create them and live them. Because I'm doing it, and it is, sometimes it's, wow, I have to pinch myself. Everything that I dreamed about as a kid, as I was growing up in high school, in college, everything that I could ever dream of, I have right now and more. And it was not by accident. Because it's everything and more. I stand for people with big, bold, audacious dreams. You can really, you can have anything you want. I'm married to someone with bigger dreams than I have. And that's one of the things that I love about Rob. It's one of the things that makes him an awesome COO of the People Stack, an awesome advocate for our clients, is because he dreams bigger than anyone that I've ever met in my life. And there are some big dreamers in my life, entrepreneurs, small business owners, who are living their dreams too. And of course, the tech managers who we get to serve, who are living their dreams. Rob is the biggest dreamer of them all. And I get to live with someone who says, you know what? I want to have 5, 6, 7 houses around the world, and we'll call them all home. And we're going to have a staff of people who are going to help us out with them. And whenever we want to go to Maui and spend some time in Maui, we go and we fly there and the house is ready for us. Whenever we want to go to Tuscany, our villa in Tuscany is all ready for us. And whenever one of our friends or family or anyone who's close to us wants to use our house down in Melbourne in Australia, they can go and use it. And when we want to host an event, yes, there will be a time when we can host events again safely. We'll have a big event space. Maybe that's the one. Maybe that's the house on Maui. Maybe that's the place in Boston. Who knows? We can host an event. And I'm the one who's like, oh gosh, that sounds like a lot of work. Oh gosh, I don't want to have to clean 5 houses, right? I don't want to have to pay taxes or pay mortgages on 5 different houses. And he's like, who am I married to? The one who stands for big, bold dreams. And I'm like, you're right. That's absolutely fair. Let's do this. However big your dreams are, you can have whatever career, whatever life that you want. You have to get out of your own way. You have to realize what's blocking you. What fears, what worries, what doubts, what patterns of behavior, like appeasing others, like what beliefs that you can't. You have to work through those. And here's the other thing. For most people, you can't work through them on your own. You can start to become aware of them because you can take a look in the mirror and be like, oh shit, I do have these disempowering beliefs. I do have these disempowering behavior patterns, conditioned behavior patterns that have been conditioned, conditioned communication patterns that have been conditioned over the course of 20, 30, 40 plus years. And now I'm aware of them and I see them and I can't unsee them. And I need help to build better habits, to build new habits. New habits that are going to help me create that dream instead of coming up with the excuses for why I can't have them. I need help. Now that I see the truth that I'm blocking myself from building the career that I want, I need help, and not just any kind of help. Not my friends or colleagues who are not experts in helping people break through their disempowering beliefs and helping people to build the strategies that they need to build their dream careers. That's just the blind leading the blind. And not just any kind of help, like not just generic leadership help. Because yes, part of this is wanting to become the best leader you can possibly be, calling forth your inner leader superhero, that authentic, assertive servant leader that's super awesome, ridiculously competent, authentic servant, assertive leader that lives within sight of you. Yes, that's part of it. But if I work with a leadership person, a leadership expert, and go to leadership training, they're going to ignore the whole career part. And they're just going to give me skills and strategies, maybe some good ones even. But they're going to lead me down a path of leadership skills and strategies, and I'm going to forget that I can have any career that I want. So I want to work with someone who is a career coach, but not just any career coach. Because make no mistake about it, up-leveling in the tech world is different than up-leveling in the sales world, or up-leveling as an entrepreneur, or up-leveling as an artist, or up-leveling in whatever other industry. Because we have our quirks. The tech world, working for tech and being a technical leader is very different than being a sales leader or a marketing leader or a real estate leader. It's very, very different. So if you work with a generic career expert, career coach, yeah, they may give you some really good strategies and some good support. But how long is it going to take you, and how much time do you want to waste, and how much money do you want to waste explaining to them what GitHub is, explaining to them the difference between a product and a project manager, explaining to them how the tech world is different? And they say, oh no, it's not. It's all the same. It really is. Don't try to tell me it's different. How much time do you want to waste? That's why we're here. So you don't have to waste any more time, any more money, any more energy. I want you to save your time, save your money, save your energy, save all of those precious resources for getting out of your own way and stepping into the divine, extraordinary leader that you are, so that you can build the career that you want. You have to choose, though. You have to make your career a priority right now. You have to make that intentional choice. And if you're ready to do that, I want you to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to talk about what's standing in your way? What are your blockers? What's not working in your career right now? And we're going to get really clear on the career that you want, your dream. It's going to be the most clarifying and valuable career conversation that you ever had, as long as you show up coachable, as long as you show up as someone who is determined to make your career a number one priority right now. It's going to be so clarifying. It's going to shine a light on so much you're going to need sunglasses. And if we're 100% confident that we're the experts, that we're the Sherpas, the expert guides, to take you on this journey of career transformation, to take you on this journey of creating the career that you want, the big, bold, audacious, dreamy career. If we're 100% confident that we're the ones to do that, then we're going to talk about our custom-tailored strategy for you. That's also why we talk with you. It's not cookie cutter here. It's not a generic blueprint here at the People Stack. We have our global systems and strategy and support. Absolutely. We have a framework for that, and it works. And the other reason why it works is because it's custom tailored. So we talk about all those details. If we're 100% confident, we can help you. Make your career a priority right now. Consciously choose to do that. That'll be the first step toward creating the career that you want, whatever career that you want, so that you can get out of your own way and realize that you are an extraordinary human. You were born that way. You're extraordinary. Extraordinary. You have your ridiculous capabilities. You actually have everything that you need. Skills, abilities, everything that you need right now to build your dream career. It's simply about deconditioning old, disempowering habits and behaviors and beliefs and building new ones. What new ones? That depends on your goal. How do you do that? That depends on exactly what you need to get over and what you need to get over and what you need to kind of break through and realize isn't the truth anymore is way different. The 10 things that you get to break through on this journey are way different than the 10 things that the virtual person sitting next to you has to break through. That's why there has to be a custom tailored strategy. And that's why we do it the way that we do. And that's why it works so well. That's why every single client who we have ever helped, who has shown up in this way, coachable, I'm making my career a priority right now. I'm absolutely determined to do this. Every single client who has ever done that and worked with us, they're living their dream right now. And now it's like, oh, wow, I've created this dream. What's next? It's even better. It's even better than I imagined it would be. If that's what you want, book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. You can have any career that you want. Step one, get out of your own way. Take care for now. Bye, everyone. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.